For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Okay. Shalom Chanukah and a good Chodesh. Today's shiur is Le'ilui Nishmas Yitzchak Ben Yaakov, Chana Bas Shmuel Moshe, and Elio Shraga Ben Yehuda, Tehen Nishmasam Surur B'Tzor HaChayim. Concerning today's date, Rosh Chodesh Teves, we enter now the month of Teves. Pasuk tells us in Megillas Esther, Atilokach Esther El Hamelach Achashverosh El Beis Malchusei B'Chodesh Ho'asiri Hu Chodesh Teves. That's the only time it ever says Teves in the entire Tanakh. The 10th month, which is the month of Teves, that's when Esther married Achashverosh, when Achashverosh took Esther forcefully. B'Shnat Shev Al Malchusei. This month, though, is referred to all over Tanakh as the 10th month, the Chodesh HaAsiri. It also contains the fast known as the Tzoim HaAsiri, which is Asara B'Teves, the 10th day of Teves, which is Friday this year. It's unusual, but it happens occasionally, and it's the only fast that does fall out on a Friday. There's no other fast that can fall out on a Friday according to the way the calendar was set up, which in a way tells us how strict this fast is, because normally we try never to begin a fast on a Friday. The fasts that were done in the time of the Mishnah when there wasn't any rain, never were they on a Friday, only Monday and Thursday, but certainly not a Friday. Asara B'Teves is different. Avud Raham, in fact, writes that it's compared to Yom HaKippurim, which is also on the 10th day of the month, Asara B'Tishrei, and he quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel was told to write down the date Ksav Lecha Etzem HaYoim Hazeh, and that phrase is used by Yom Kippur, Etzem HaYoim Hazeh, and they're compared Asara B'Teves to Yom Kippur. Says the Avud Raham that if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, you would have to fast. That's how strict of a fast it is, even more than Tisha B'Av. It doesn't, but it does fall out on a Friday. Tisha B'Av can never fall out on a Friday. Asara B'Teves does, and that tells us the Chomer of this fast. The Sforim explained, because it's Aschalta, the Puranusa, the beginning of the Puranius. It's when the city of Yerushalayim was placed in a siege. That's when it all started, and that led eventually to Shavas B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av and Tzom Gedalia. So that makes Asara B'Teves more Chomer than the other fasts. Like every month, we discuss the unique character of each month. Teves is very special because it begins with a Yom Tov. As difficult of a month as it is, as we'll soon see, containing the fast of Asara B'Teves, which Asara B'Teves, as we all know, will be transformed into a Yom Tov, as the Pasuk says in Zechariah, that the Tzoim HaAsiri, including the other three fasts, will become holidays. So Asara B'Teves is a Yom Tov. That's just we don't feel it yet. Hopefully this year we will. So the month of Teves, though, with all the difficulty, and there are other Seir days in Teves as well, we're not only fasting Asara B'Teves because of what happened on Asara B'Teves, also what happened prior to Asara B'Teves on the 9th and on the 8th. The 9th is the death of Ezra and the end of the glorious era known as prophecy. Prophecy ended in the month of Teves with the death of Ezra, Malachi. Ches Teves was the day in which the Torah was translated into Greek, which was a very sad day. It was ordered by Talmai, a Greek king, prior to Antiochus. And for all those reasons, we fast on Asara B'Teves, those 3 days, in fact, Ches Tes Yura, known as the 3 days of Choshech, in the month of Teves. But Teves starts with Hanukkah. So the Rosh, the head of the month, which is today, Aleph Teves, is not only Rosh Chodesh, but it is also the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which extends into tomorrow as well, sometimes even another day, sometimes we get a third day of Teves, if Kislev is only 29 days. So Teves begins with light. It begins with the light of Chanukah, which, as we mentioned a month ago, as all the Sfarim tell us, based on the Maral, the Rekeach, Bnei Yisoschar, and so on, that Chanukah is the Oyer of the future. It's the Oyer Hagonuz, it's the Oyer of Melech HaMashiach, and this light is what enters into Teves, and that illuminates the month of Teves for us, despite the Choshech, the darkness, the concealment that we find in this month. Now, every month has its combination of Hashem's name, as we mention all the time, and a special letter that every month is associated with, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah, and the Mazel, and the Shevet. The combination of Hashem's name for the month of Teves is a Pasuk in Tehillim, a Pasuk that we say every Monday and Thursday and Shabbos, when we take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh. We also say it in one of the Mizmorim Shabbos morning, LaHashem iti uneroimema shemoi. Gadlu LaHashem iti uneroimema shemoi yachtov. But the combination is in the four words, LaHashem iti uneroimema shemoi, that we should praise Hashem. David HaMelech says, praise Hashem with me, and let's exalt His name together. So that tells us that the combination of Hashem's name and the last letters is Hashem's name backwards. LaHashem is a hey, iti is a yud, uneroimema is a hey, and shemoi is a vav. That's Hey Yud Hey Vav. That's Hashem's name backwards. That indicates me. That's Hadin. Whenever it's backwards, this is a month of Din, month of judgment, a month of concealment. Yet the combination, though, is in these four words, which talk about praising Hashem and thanking Hashem and exalting His name. Now one might say, and many Svarim do say this, because it begins with Chanukah, and Chanukah, of course, is the Yom Div, which was instituted for Hallel and Hoidah. It's the month that we thank and praise Hashem. So the combination of Hashem chosen for this month is one of praising and thanking Hashem. What's difficult with that is because the majority of the month is not Chanukah. Chanukah is only the first 2 days or 3 days. The rest of the month is Tkufas Teves. The rest of the month is a difficult month. The Zohar tells us that Teves is under the domain of Esav. Yaakov was given 6 months and Esav was given 6 months. Yaakov's months are Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev, Nisan Iyar Sivan. Esav's months are Teves, Shvat, Adar, until Purim came around. And Tammuz of Elul, which was also transformed. But Teves is certainly a month of Esav. In the Shvatim, we know that every month corresponds to another Shevet, so says the Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah, attributed to Avraham Avinu, where he writes that there are 12 months, there are 12 different combinations of Hashem's name. There are 12 Mazalos, zodiac, and there are 12 Shvatim. And every month corresponds to another Shevet, to another Mazal. According to the Arizal, Teves is Dun. Dun, who is the lowest of the Shvatim, as Rashi and Chumash tells us, Parshas Vayakel, that Dun is min ha-Yerudin Shebeshvatim, from the lowest of all the tribes, from the Bnei Bilha. And that's Teves. Dun, we find in Navi many times that they sinned, they were the outcasts, they were the latecomers, the Pasuk says in Kisaitse at the end when it talks about Amalek, Ashekarcha Baderach Ba'izanevicha Kol HaNecheshalim Acharecha. Who does Amalek start up with? Those who were out of the cloud. Those who woke up late, if that's what you want to say. They're the late comers, the outcasts. Targum Yonason says, from Shevet Dun. Dun, if anyone from all the Shvatim was affected by Esav, it was Dun. Teves is under the domain of Esav. Teves is the month of Dun, which we'll get to shortly. This month, has a letter, like every month. Sefer Yetzirah also tells us this, that every month was created with a letter, and every month has a mode, a character trait. All the Svarim speak about this, the Tzvilat Tzadik, the Pre-Tzadik, Tzvilat Tzadik, Shem and Shemur, all the Svarim that talk about this. Himlich ois ayin beroiges. That means that Teves was created with the letter ayin. Last month we discussed Kislev and the Samach. Kislev was created with the letter Samach. And Teves with the letter Ayin. What's the mode of the month? The mode of the month is Roiges. Roiges is anger. First time ever mentioned in Chumash, that word is in this week's parasha Vayigash, which is always read as we enter the month of Teves, where Yosef says to the brothers, Al Tirgizu Badorech. Don't get angry. He was afraid they were going to get angry at each other and blame one another. Who's responsible for the mechira? Al tirgizu badorech. So the mode for teves is roiges. What does that mean exactly? Well, literally, it was a month that Hashem was upset with us. Hashem got angry at us. That's where the churban, the concealment, the peronius begins in teves. Now, what's the connection to the letter ayin? And all of this is related to Chanukah, because Chanukah enters into Teves. And since the Rosh of the month, the head of the month, and the head encompasses the entire body, like the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh of the Chodesh is Chanukah, so clearly Chanukah has something to do with the combination of Lahashem Itiu and Neroim Moshemoy and the letter Ayin and Roigez and Shevet Don and the fact that Teves is under the domain of Esav. We also know that Teves is the month in which Christianity begins. The Natsrus, Oisai Ha'ish is the Gematria Chodesh Teves. It starts in Chodesh Teves. That's the Tkufa Nittel, which many don't learn the night of Tkufa. It's a Mina Kodum, not to learn on the night of Nittel for 6 hours, because of the Tumah that exists on that night, which here in America is the 25th of Kislev, the 25th of December. In Russia it was January 6th. The different nittles, everyone knows who I'm achmir not to learn, the different nights not to do it. So this all happened in Teves. We also know that the parshiyos that are read at a given time have to do with that time. The parshiyos that are always read in Teves are Vayigash, Vayichi, and Shemois. Those three parashas are always read in the vicinity of Teves, in the month of Teves. Miketz is usually the Shabbos that we are mevarech the month of Teves. Shabbos mevarechim, sometimes even Vayeshev. The Svarim tell us, and this has been mentioned here many, many times, mainly the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, Svarim from the Talmidei HaBaal Shem, that Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima. In fact, the custom is tomorrow that everyone wish one another, and we may as well do it now, that everyone should have a Gemar Chasima Teiva. One might ask, wasn't that Yom Kippur? Or even Hoshana Rabbah, which the Ramban mentions Hoshana Rabbah as the Yom HaChosem. The Ramban, Rishonim already recognized that Yom Kippur is not enough, and we need more time. And certainly in our time, we need more time. And probably Chanukah is not enough either. So, where does this come, that Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima? And the interesting part to this is that the actual last day, the Chasima, is tomorrow, which is Zeus Chanukah. It's called Zeus Chanukah because we lay in Zeus Chanukah Samizbeach. And for other reasons, the actual Chasima, the actual sealing of our fate, when we are inscribed in the Book of Life, which began Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time and continues to Hoshana Rabbah, is finalized sort of tomorrow, when in the month of Teves of all time. In a difficult month, the month of Teves. It's interesting that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, when it talks about Chanukah, that the oil was found buried under the ground, munach b'chaysomai shel kohen gadol. It was found placed in a seal that was sealed with the signet ring of the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol had a ring, whether he actually wore it, but he had a ring. Rashi says so in the Gemara. Chosum b'tabatoi. That's how they knew it was his seal, because it was his ring. That means chosum and tabas go together. This Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayeshev, which many years Vayeshev is the Shabbos mevorchim chodesh teves, that Yehuda gave Tamar asked for collateral. She asked for some security. He said he's going to send her a goat, which incidentally the mazel of teves is a goat, mazel gedi, and he said, okay, and she asked for his seal, his ring, and his garment, which the Zayar says was his tzitzis, probably had another pair, or his talus, and his stick. Chaysamcha, umatcha, chaysemes, psilim, and mata. So what's chaysem? What is the chaysem? What is that? So Rashi says, that's the ring, the tabas. So Yehuda had a ring. And he gave that ring to Tamar. Chaysamcha upsilechu matcha taba'as sha'ata chaysemba. So here we see in Chumash and Rashi here in Vayeshev, Rashi in the Gemara, that chaysam, the word chaysam is related to taba'as. What's taba'as? Taba'as is a ring, but taba'as also has in it the letters teves with an ayin. Teves was created with the letter ayin. The chaysam is in teves. The chasima is in teves, which is Zois Chanukah. The last day of Chanukah is always in the month of Teves, the month which was created with the letter Ayin. Significance to Ayin we'll see shortly. This is really hinted in a Mishnah in Shkolim. There's a Mishnah in Shkolim that the Sfarim quote, where the Mishnah says that if someone lost his Chaysam, Misha Ovad Chaysamai, Mamtinen Loi Ad Ha'erev. In the Beit HaMikdash, there were many, many rooms. They were called Lishachos, Lishkos. So there was a room called the Lishkas HaChaysomois. There was a room called the Lishkas HaNesachim. If a person has to bring certain karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, so he would bring money, he would give the money to the Kohen who was appointed to take the money and give those who gave the money a chaysom. It's like a receipt. It wasn't a ring, but it was a receipt. So everyone got a receipt, and they went to the other room, and they would give the receipt there, and they would get their karbonis. Now, the Mishnah says there, what happens if someone lost his chaysam? So when he came to get his bird offering, whatever offering he was getting, I lost it. So they would wait till nighttime, and then they would meet. The two mamunim from the two rooms would meet, say, how much money did you get? And if there's any extra money, that means obviously that, then we believe the person who says he lost his chaysam, that's why there's extra money. If not, we don't. So the Mishnah says, Misha Ovad, someone who lost his chaysam, we wait until the evening. So as far as I say, this Mishnah is hinting to us that someone who lost his chaysam, means someone who didn't do tshuva on the day of chasima, on Yom Kippur, he lost out. He didn't utilize the opportunity. Mamtinele, we wait for him ad ha'erev, till the evening, till the yomtiv of evening, which is Hanukkah. Ad ha'erev, ad is ayin dalet, 74. There are 74 days from Yom Kippur till Hanukkah. So we wait till the Erev. There's still time that he can still do tshuva. Chanukah, therefore, is the Yom Tov of tshuva. Mahadrin mena mahadrin is the gematria tshuva. It's the Yom Tov that we can be mahadir. Mahadir also means to retract. We can retract, we can have remorse if we still didn't do it yet. We still have time. There's a grace period till the last day of Chanukah, till Zois Chanukah, which enters into the month of Teves. But why Teves? Why should Teves be zochet to this Gmar HaChasima, this difficult month, this month of concealment? Everything is b'hashgacha pratis. And it happens to be that today, which is Wednesday of the week of Parshas Vayigash, in most Chumashim, not all, but in most Chumashim, the portion of Chumash between Revi and Chamishi of Parshas Vayigash, which is always read in the month of Teves, and many years the week of Chanukah, as this year, we read how Yosef gives all the brothers a present, a Hanukkah present. He gives all of them a change of clothes. But Binyamin he gave a little more than that. Binyamin he gave 300 coins and 5 exchanges of clothing. The Chamesh Chalifos Smoke. One of the amazing lessons you learn from this, the Baal HaTanya writes it at the end of Perek Yudalev and Tanya, that you learn from here that you don't take revenge. You learn from Yosef, the unbelievable character of Yosef HaTzadik, that he didn't take revenge. He was not, like we say when you bench Goyimel, HaGoyimel L'Chayovim Toivos. We don't deserve all the reward that Hashem gives us, all the kindness from Hashem. We're Chayov, but Hashem rewards us anyway. The brothers didn't deserve such treatment, but Yosef doesn't punish them, he rewards them, he doesn't take any revenge at all. But if you look at it, it's more than that. What did they do with his ksainas pasim? With his ksainas, they ripped it apart. They shredded it. And they dipped it in the blood of a goat. They took the precious garment of Yosef that his father himself made for him. Ksainas pasim. And they destroyed it. And what is Yosef giving the brothers as a gift? Garments. I mean, he could have given them something else. He didn't have to give them garments. It was to show that he's not taking revenge. He could have given them a different gift. He gave them garments. I have absolutely no hatred to you. No begrudge, no grudge whatsoever. He's not fearing any grudge. Whatever you took away from me, I'm giving you as a gift. And Binyamin gets five. Why does Binyamin get five? So the Gemara in Megillah asks this question. So the Gemara says he was hinting to Binyamin that Mordechai and Esther are going to come out of him, and Mordechai is going to walk out of the palace of the king wearing five garments. That's one of the psukim that we say out loud on Purim. Yesterday is Hanukkah, but today is connected to Purim too. First of all, today is when Esther and Achashverosh married. As mentioned before, the pasuk in the Megillah, even though it doesn't say what day of Teves it is, Yuduah, if the pasuk doesn't tell you what day it is, it's Rosh Chodesh. So that means Achashverosh marries Esther Rosh Chodesh Teves. That's the Aschalta de Geula. That's the beginning of the redemption, because that led eventually so Esther is able to invite Achashverosh to the party, which brings us the Nes of Purim. But today is Chanukah. Chanukah and Purim are two Yomim Tovim that were given to us, not only for enjoyment, for happiness, as the Yom Tov is, but also for atonement. Atonement even for sins that Yom Kippur does not atone for. The Yodua, Purim, for example, Purim is higher than Yom HaKippurim, which is like Purim. I mean, it's like, but Purim is higher. Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for Chilul Hashem. The Svarim tell us Purim is. Purim is Mechaper for Chilul Hashem. It did. There was a tremendous Chilul Hashem, those who attended the party. Purim was Mechaper for that. We was offered to the Nes of Purim. So Purim is a Kapara even for that, which Yom Kippur does not atone for. The Debrei Chaim, the Sanza writes that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for certain Chatoim, that Chanukah is Mechaper for those Chatoim that are very difficult to be Mechaper for. Pekama Bris, other Chatoim is brought down that Yom Kippur perhaps doesn't do a full atonement, Chanukah does. Chanukah and Purim, therefore, very, very important Yomim Tovim, even though they were mid the Rabbanan, they came later, they were given to us later on in history, purposely, as the generations get further and further away from Har Sinai, and more is necessary, more time is necessary, more atonement is necessary. Now, it's interesting. Today, Rosh Chodesh Teves, so today is a day that really connects Chanukah and Purim, these two Yomim Tovim. They're connected. It's Yodua. The Arizal says that Chanukah and Purim are Netzach and Hoyd. Netzach and Hoyd are the two legs. Those who are familiar with the spheres, so Chesed is the right hand, Gevura is the left hand, Teferis is the body, and the two legs, Netzach, Hoyd. One is Chanukah, one is Purim. Those were the legs. That's what the Satan was trying to accomplish, the Sar Shel Esav, in the battle against Yaakov in Parshas Vayishlach, which we always read as we get ready for Chanukah. The Satan was trying to take away from us Chanukah and Purim. These two Yomim Tovim that help Klal Yisrael survive throughout Golus and through times of concealment, when the Satan has power, which is now. Now, Chodesh Teves is a month in which the Satan, this is the month of Esav, the Satan is sholeit in Chodesh Teves. And it continues till through Shvat, basically till Tu B'Shvat. The Imre Noyam writes, Ha Satan stands for Ha Satan, He Sin Tes Nun. So the He is Hoyd, the Shin is Shvat, the Tes is Teves, and the Nun is Netzach. So you got Shvat, Teves, Netzach, Hoyd. Teves is the fourth month, that corresponds to Netzach, which is the fourth Sphira. Shvat is the fifth, that's Hoyd, that's the fifth Sphira. Chanukah enters into the month of Teves, which Chanukah is either Netzach or Hoyd. The Arizal says there are two shittas. The Lashon of Nitzachon is used when it talks about the victory over the Greeks. The Gemara uses the Lashon Nitzchon, which is Netzach. On the other hand, on Purim we say the word Netzach. We say in the song that we sing, Shoshanis Yaakov Tov Vizmechev, Shurasim Hayisol on Netzach. Hoyd, many say, is Chanukah, then Purim is Netzach, or the other way around. Chanukah, one thing is for sure, Chanukah is the fifth Yom Tov. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Purim, Chanukah. Chanukah is Yom Tov number five of the Yomim Tovim that we have. Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol changes clothes five times. Purim, Mordechai walked out of the palace wearing five different garments. And here in this pasuk that we read in today's portion of Chumash, he gave Binyamin chamesh chalifos smolos, five exchanges of clothing. Who's Binyamin? Binyamin is, of course, the forebearer of Mordechai and Esther. But Binyamin is also the month of Kislev. Teves is done. Binyamin is Kislev. So that means in these words, v'chamesh chalifos smolos, the five changes of clothes that are being given to Binyamin, as the Gemara says, a remes to Purim, which Purim, as we all know, is compared to Yom HaKippurim, where the Kohen Gadol changes clothes five times. And why five? Because the neshama is comprised of five parts: nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, yadua, which on Yom Kippur it's revealed, on Purim it's revealed, on Chanukah it's revealed. Chamesh stands for the three mitzvahs that the Greeks fought and battled to eradicate: Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos. Chamesh, Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos. Which Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos is exactly the gematria nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos is exactly the gematria lamed vav neiros shel Chanukah. Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos is exactly the gematria baruchi nafshi es Hashem. Baruchi nafshi es Hashem, I bless with my soul Hashem in full bloom, all five levels: nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos, that's what they were trying to eradicate. The Greeks were after the neshama of Klal Yisrael. They were after the nefesh, baruchi nafshi es Hashem. They wanted to eradicate the entire ruchnius of Klal Yisrael, which includes the five levels of the neshama. And these mitzvahs are sort of the symbol of that. Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos, they're all bris, they're all ba'is. So Chamesh is Chanukah, Chalifos Smolos is Purim, because on Purim we also, Mordechai walks out with the five garments, and that's the idea of doing tshuva. Tshuva means changing clothes. You're putting on new clothes now. In the Haftarah of Chanukah, we read about the soiled clothing of Yehoshua HaKoyein HaGadol, and the Navi Zechariah tells Yehoshua, I have removed your sins. Hasiru habegodim hatsayim. Take those soiled garments off of you. Changing clothes is symbolic to doing tshuva. So chalifos smolos, changing garments. The Kohen Gadol changes clothes five times. He represents the entire Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is doing tshuva. They're elevating and purifying the five levels of the neshama. That happens on Purim on an even higher level, and it also happens on Chanukah, especially that Chanukah is the Gemara Chasima. That's read today. Today, Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is the day that connects Chanukah and Purim, because it's always Chanukah, and it's the day that Esther married Achashverosh. Chanukah and Purim joined together in the Chamesh Chalifos Smolos. On this day, we read this portion of Chumash. The Tfilat Tzadik, that's the grandson of the Bnei Yisachar. So he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Mem Vav. That's the parak that talks about the end of all war, the final war, Melchemes Gog u'Magog, and in the upheavals of the Messianic era, Hashem is going to protect Klal Yisrael, and there's going to be no more weapons. All the weapons of mass destruction and nuclear and all of that will be gotten rid of for good and for real. Mashbis milchamos ad kitzei ha'aretz. Hashem will cause wars to cease. Keshes yishaber, he will break the bow. V'kitzei tzchanis, he'll cut the spear. Agolos yisroi ba'esh, he's going to burn chariots in fire. So says the Tzvilat Tzadik that this pasuk is talking about Chanukah. Chanukah, the victory over the Greeks, was not only the victory over the Greeks, it was the victory over all the 70 nations. It's interesting that on Chanukah, and only on Chanukah, do we sing a song where we praise Hashem for the defeat of all the nations. It's interesting, on Purim we don't do that. We talk first about Paroi, Chel Paroi, V'chol Zara, Yarduka Evan de Metzula, then we are at Bavel, Kate Bavel, which is Bavel, then we talk about Christ Kaimaz Beroish, Vigesh Agogi Ben Amadar, so that's Purim. Then finally we get to Chanukah, like, yeah. Yevanim Nikbetzu Olai, and then the last stanza is about the future Geula. Chasov Zerah Kodshech of Akariv Ketz HaYeshua. So on Chanukah is Oirei Shal Melech HaMashiach, so it's the victory over all the Dalet Malchus. It's the victory over all the Ayin Umos. The Ayin Golus, the Golus of Ayin, the Golus, the exile under the domain of Ayin. Ayin is 70, the number Ayin, the letter Ayin, which corresponds to the number 70, the 70 nations. Says the Tzvila Tzadik, Agolos Yisroif, he will burn the wagons, the chariots. Agolos Yisroif is also the gematria Bimei Matis Yohu Ben Yoichanan, which is also the same gematria as Nefesh Ruach Neshamah Chayei Yechid and Baruch Hu Nafshi Es Hashem. And Lamed Vav Neiros Shel Chanukah. What's Agolos Yisroif? So he says, Keshes Yishaber, Keshes, we know that Kislev is Mazel Keshes, Teves is Mazel Gedi, he will break the bow. Who's the bow? The Keshes is the Yevonim, we mentioned this last month, Keshes Giborim Chatim, the Yevonim were compared to Keshes, and they suffered a blow, they were defeated. Keshes Yishaber, the word Yishaber is also the Gematria Lahavik Ner Chanukah. That on Chanukah the Keshes is broken, the Keshes of the Goyim, the Keshes of the Yevonim. Agolos Yisroif. What's this Agolos Yisroif? We find this word Agolos for the first time in Chumash in this week's Parashat Tu in Vayigash. The Agolos, the wagons that Paro sends with the Shvatim to bring their father back. But the pasuk is Agolos Asher Shalach Yosef Losesoisam Egla Arufa. So the Chassam Sofer says the word Agolos is Ayin Golos, the Golos Ayin, because the Golos of Ayin starts in Parshas Vayigash. Going down to Mitzrayim is the beginning of the future Golos. All the Golios are rooted in the Golos Mitzrayim. Interesting that Paro had to know all 70 languages. Paro was a linguist; he knew all the 70 except for Lashon HaKodesh. He didn't know. Yosef knew it; he didn't, but he knew all the 70 languages because he represented the entire world. He was the Melech Bekipa, the superpower of the world at that time. So Mitzrayim represents all the Golias. The Medrash says, "Kol haGolias nekrois al shem Mitzrayim." All the exiles are called Mitzrayim. Because what does Mitzrayim mean? Meitzah, and Ameitzah Korosi. Meitzah means constraints. Golas is constraints. That's what Golas is. And Ameitzah Korosi ka anani ba merchav ka. So Ayin, the letter Ayin, which is the letter that Teves was created with, the letter Ayin is associated with Golus. Ayin Golus. The Golus starts here, in Parshas Vayigash. Here's where Klal Yisrael are going down to Mitzrayim. Ayin Golus. Agolos. And it continues and intensifies in Vayechi. Yaakov passes away, gets worse in Shemois when all the Shvatim pass away. Vayomas Yosef, Cholecha, V'chol Azirahu. So in these three Parshas is the Yerida to Mitzrayim, and as we leave the Yom Tov of Chanukah, we go down into the month of Teves. Teves is the Mitzrayim of time. Mitzrayim represents all the 70 nations, Agolos, Ayin Golos. So too, Teves created with the letter Ayin. This is the month in which the Golos begins. This is where the concealment starts. Where do we light the menorah? We mentioned this last month, but in a different twist here. We light it on the left side of the doorway, towards the street. Or outside in many places in Eretz Yisrael, they do it outside. Bachutz al Pesach beisoy mi bachutz below 10 tefachim at night time. Mishatishka hacham at shetich leregel min hashuk. That's Teves. Teves is the left. Teves is outside of the gevul of kedusha. Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev under the domain of Yaakov. Kislev is Binyamin Benyamin. That's the right. Teves is Dun. Dun is on the left. Where do we see that Dun is on the left side? So it's a pasuk in Bamidbar. The pasuk in Bamidbar where it talks about the camping of all of the Jewish people. There were four camps. Degel Machane Dun Tzofeina Litzivaisam. The camp of Dun, the flag of the camp of Dun was on the north side. What's the north? North is left. Pasuk in Tehillim. Tzofein V'yamin Atovirasam. The right side is the south. That's where the menorah was in the Beis HaMikdash. And the left, that's the north. Where's Machane Dun? The north. North is left. Teves is the month of Dun. Teves is on the left. Misamoil. Misamoil is the gematria Teves. Ner Chanukah, Misamoil. That's the word the Gemara uses. Misamoil. Mem Sin Mem Aleph. Lamed 4:11, that's equal to Teves. Degel Machane Don Safina Litzivaisam, that entire phrase is exactly the gematria Asara B'Teves. Asara B'Teves, that's the day of concealment in the month of concealment, which is the 10th day of the 10th month, which is Asara B'Teves. That is in the month of Dan. Dan is Din, Midas HaDin. That's why the combination of Hashem's name is backwards. Letter Ayin. Ayin is Golus. We're under the domain of the 70 nations, beginning with Esav. Esav also starts with an Ayin. It's also called the Chodesh Ha'asiri, which starts with an Ayin. Asar Abitev, which also starts with an Ayin. The month in which the Satan rules. But we have the ability to rip up the Satan. We say Kra Satan, the sixth psukim that we say before Tkiyat Shofar, start with a Kuf Resh Ayin. Sin Tes Nun, that's Kra Satan, which is part of the Shem Mem Beis on the Bekoyach. Kabel, Rinas, Amacha, Sagavenu, Taharenu, Nora, is Kra Satan. Kra Satan is the Gematria Chodesh Teves. The Satan, the Shlita of the Satan starts in Teves, the Avoida is Kra Satan. Remove the Satan. There's one day a year when the Satan has no power. What day is that? Yom Kippur, as the Gemara says in Yuma. HaSatan is equal to 364, but there are 365 days. Yom Kippur, which is the 365th day, the Satan does not have any power. As mentioned before, Purim and Yom Kippur, Purim and Chanukah are extensions of Yom Kippur. And Chanukah, the chiddush, the novelty of Chanukah, is that it enters into a month under the domain of the Satan. As mentioned before, HaSatan, Hoid, Shvat, Teves, Netzach. But Chodesh Teves is Begamatria Krasatan. With the help of Chanukah, we're able to enter into the month of Teves and remove the Satan. Where do we light the menorah? On the left side. The left, that's Teves. Outside. Teves is the Rishus HaRavim compared to Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, which is the Rishus HaYochid, Yechidai Shaloylam, under the domain of Yaakov. Esav is the street, Esav Ish Sada, Esav is the Rishus HaRabim. That's what we like, that's what we like the Neiris Chanukah, that's Teves. Nighttime, Teves is referred to in Chazal as the Lele Teves Ha'aruchim, the long nights, the long dark nights, cold nights of Teves. And that's where we light. We light on the left, outside, and at night. And we lie in Teves. Chanukah goes into the month of Teves. It breaks the barrier. It enters into the Gevul, into the barrier of Esav. It enters into the domain of the Satan. And that enables us to endure, and we're able to go through this month, as difficult as it is, because we have Chanukah lighting the way for us. Chanukah pushes through and enables us to go through this month. And Asara B'Teves has the ability to be Mechaper like Yom Kippur does. As the Avudraham says, that Asara B'Teves is comparable to Yom Kippur, both on the 10th day and both Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. So, Chanukah, we're thanking Hashem. We're thanking Hashem for a miracle. We're thanking Hashem for all the chesed that He did. What greater chesed, of course, can there be than another opportunity to be able to do tshuva? The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Moichef Shoechol Lema'ani." Hashem says, "I," and He says it two times, "I will erase your sins for my sake." That phrase is exactly equal to the words Chodesh Ha'asiri. That's Teves. Teves is the 10th month. Chodesh Ha'asiri is the month in which "Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Moichef Shoechol Lema'ani," because the Gemar HaChasima is tomorrow, the last day of Chanukah. We can experience, we can be zochet to total kaparas avoinus, total atonement, which is a great, great chesed. But the Maisa, if Mashiach is not here yet by next week, Chas v'Sholom, there's the chest has yud, there's Atzara B'Teves. We have to go through the fasting, and there is a fast day, and it's a month of concealment, it's a month of darkness, it's a month of churban and golus. What does it mean, thanking Hashem? LaHashem itiu neraimim Hashemoi. That's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Teves. Chanukah, we understand. There's a lot to thank Hashem for. We have to thank Hashem for the miracle of the oil and the victory and the fact that we could still do tshuvas, the Gemara HaChasima, and so on. What about the rest of Teves? So that's the mistake. The mistake is when we only thank Hashem for what we perceive as good, and what we think is not, that we don't thank Hashem for. And the problem with that is that requires emuna. Emuna means that you believe even what you think is not good is really good. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, tells us the Alshech on this pasuk in Vayeshanan. that Hashem is Midas HaChesed, Yudkei Vavkei, Elokeinu is Midas HaDin, Shema Yisrael, says, listen, Klal Yisrael, Hashem and Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it's the same God. It's all Chesed. You have to believe that. That's Emunah. Even if you don't see it right now. And we don't. We don't see it. We see a lot of churba. We see a lot of tzaras. Every person has their peckle. We all go through a lot of difficulty in life. And it's hard to say, oh, this is great. And right now we don't see that it's great. That's when Emunah comes. And we're supposed to believe. Right now I don't see it, but it's good. I know it's good. The Gemara says in Psachim that La'asid Lavoi, no one's going, we're going to say, by Yom HaHuyiyah Hashem Echad U'Shemay Echad, no more Elohim, only Yudkei Vavkei, and we're going to be able to read the name Yudkei Vavkei as it's written, not only the way we say it, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, we're going to actually say it Yudkei Vavkei, because then the Chesed will be revealed. So Rashi over there says that now we make a Hatov HaMetiv on that which is revealed good, and something which is not revealed good, there's the other bracha of Adayin HaEmes. But in the future, we'll make Hatov HaMetiv on everything, because everything will be good. So the Tzlach asks the question, Tzlach and Psochem. But it's the same thing. If everything's going to be good then, so there'll be nothing bad to say Hatov HaMetiv for. So now also, whatever's good, you say Hatov HaMetiv. And whatever's not, you say Dayan HaEmes. But in the future what? Everything will be good. So of course, there's no other bracha to make. He says, no, that's not what it means. It means then we'll understand that even that which we made Dayan HaEmes for now was really Hatov HaMetiv. It really was good. That's the Or HaGonis. That's the hidden light. It's hidden. It's buried. Sometimes we don't see it. But under all of the camouflage, under all of the what seems concealment, is really Tov, is really good. Teve starts with a tes. And the first tes in Chumash is in the word Tov. 33rd word of Chumash. Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki Tov. That's talking about the hidden light. That's Hanukkah, the hidden light. It's good, but it's hidden. We don't always see it. The job of a Jew is to reveal that everything is good. Even what I perceive right now on the surface to be bad is really good. That requires Emunah, and that's Hanukkah. Hanukkah, as the Zohar says, 25th day of Kislev corresponds to the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So what's the connection? Because it's 25. And Hanukkah was revealed that even on the left, even outside, even on the floor, even at night, it's all light. It was hidden, now it was revealed. Even that which I perceive to be ra is really toiv. That has to stay with us. That's the message of the combination of Hashem's name for teves. That after Chanukah, you might not see it anymore. The light now goes back under the ground. It's again buried, it's hidden. And now you might see things and perceive that things are bad again. Chas v'shalom. Continue to praise Hashem. La Hashem iti unerayim ha'mashamay. It's all good. Remember that. It's all good. And one day it will be revealed that it's all hatayv ha'metiv. And this was, if we could say, the mistake, kaviyachal, of Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov was asked, in this week's parasha, Vayigash, as we enter the month of Teves, this is the remez, this is the hayroh, this is the connection to the combination of Hashem's name and to the whole idea of what Hanukkah is about, to continuously praise Hashem, even when you don't see it anymore. La Hashem iti in the Raimam HaShemai. It's interesting too that Vayigash has 106 psukim, and the word to remember how many psukim it has is Yahalalel. Yahalalel. Praise Hashem. Continue to praise Hashem. Don't stop when Hanukkah is over. That was Leah's mistake too. Leah, it says, when Yehuda was born, she said, Hapam oida es Hashem. Now I thank Hashem because I took more than my portion. And then it says, Vatamod miledes. She didn't give birth after that for a while. It was a punishment. But she made it sound like as if now I have what to thank Hashem for. Before I didn't. You have to always thank Hashem. Even what you don't perceive right now as clear good. So what did Yaakov say when Paro asks him how old he is? Because he obviously looked very ancient, wrinkled, and very old, because he was very far tzarist. He went through a lot of tzarist. Loyalenu. With Yosef, with Shimon, with Binyamin, with Rachel, with Dina, with Lavan, it's unimaginable. 22 years of not knowing the whereabouts of Yosef. So he certainly looked quite old. So Yaakov says to Paro, Paro says to Yaakov, how old are you? So he answers, Yemei Shnei Megurai Shloishim, I'm 130. And he says, Ma'at Viroim Hoyu, Yemei Shnei Chayai. My days were few and bad. They didn't reach the days of my forefathers. So Rashi says one word on the word hisigu. Betoiva. Veloi hisigu betoiva. Now, Yaakov is saying that I had a bad life. I didn't have a good life. I had a bad life. Tell us Chazal. This is Chazal saying this. But if you count how many words there are in these two psukim, there are 33 words. And because of that, 33 years were taken off his life. He was supposed to live 180, like his father. He lived only 147, minus 33, because he complained. Because the message was, the way Yaakov is telling Paro, that, you know, there was such a thing as bad. Ma'at vira'im. And it was noticeable on his face. That's the famous Sichos Musa from Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. He says, there aren't 33 words here, because if you count, Yaakov first asked him, Paro first asked him, how old are you? And then he said, so if you count, there's less than 33 words. So why is it 33? So he says, because why did Paro even ask him that? The fact that Paro asked him that means it was noticeable on his face. The fact that it was noticeable on his face, he's taken to task for that already also. He shouldn't look like that. For Yaakov Avinu, he should still be happy. He should be like we mentioned at a different shir. Yosef, it says, was always dancing. Yosef was always very happy. He was never depressed. That's why Yosef was asking the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Ofim in prison, why are you depressed? You would ever ask that to someone who's in jail? Why are you depressed? What should he be doing? Should he be smiling and laughing and be happy, especially in the dungeons of those days? What's there to be happy? Maybe today's jails is what to be happy about. But not in those days. So what's Yosef asking? Lama Panechem Royim Hayom. Oh, really? Like, what should we be doing? Because Yosef himself was never, you'll never find once in the whole episode of Yosef, in Vayeshev, in Miketz, that it ever says that he was depressed or unhappy. He was always happy. That's how he was able to endure. That's how he was able to pass the test with Eishes Potifar. All because he was always besimcha. Tomid besimcha, and Asheras Hashchina was with him constantly, and he couldn't understand seeing anyone else depressed. Yaakov was not like that, on that level. So Yaakov is taken to task, and he loses 33 years. Why 33? The 33rd word of Chumash is Toiv. And what is Toiv? The Or HaGonuz, that's the hidden light. That means you have to know that even if you don't see it, it's good. You don't. It's buried, it's good, it's Toiv. That's the message of Chanukah. Chanukah is in that pasuk, Ki Toiv, that's the hidden light that was revealed on Chanukah. What was revealed on Chanukah is that even when it's dark, and even when you have to deal with the left, which today we have to deal with, and even when you have to deal with below 10 tefachim, and even when you have to deal with the outside world, you're always happy, and you always see the light. And you know that there's light, that it's all good. L'Hashem Itiu in the Raimim HaShemoi. That's the combination of Hashem's name for Teves. It's concealment, yes. It's Peronius, it's Ayin Golus, it's Ayin. But you know that it's good. I don't know right now. I have Emunah. That's Kriya Shema. That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What's the first thing Yaakov does as he enters the walls of Mitzrayim? And as he meets Yosef, as Rashi brings in this week's parasha, he says Shema. Kriya Shema. As we enter Teves, we enter with Chanukah, the 25th, 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Elokim is also Yudkei Vavkei. Hashem Hu Elokim. The Midas HaDin is really Midas HaChesed. We just don't see it. We believe it. That's Emunah. That's Chanukah. Dan was from the lowest of the Shvatim. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where the lower levels have an Aliyah. Even those, as mentioned, that Yom Kippur was not sufficient. Hoshana Rabbah was not sufficient. It's interesting that from Hoshana Rabbah till Chanukah, there are 70 days. A 70-day period. That's the Ayin. Teves Ayin. Tabas. Tabas is the Chosam. The 70 days complete after Hoshana Rabbah, which is also called the Chosam by the Ramban and Parshas Shlach, it finishes on Zeis Chanukah. Zeis Chanukah is 70 days after Hoshana Rabbah. The beginning of Chanukah is 70 days from Sukkot, the beginning. And then from Hoshana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, basically, depending if Kislev is 30 or 29 days, you come to the last day of Chanukah, the Gemar HaChasima. So this is the message, and it's interesting that David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim, and Rash and the Balaturim brings that at the beginning of Vayechi, which is always read in the month of Teves, where it says that Yaakov lost 33 years of his life, and he lived 147, and David wrote 147 Mizmorei Tehillim. David was always thanking Hashem, even for the tzoras that he went through. And if anyone suffered like Yaakov, it was David. From his own children, Mizmor le David bevarchai mipneach shalom benoi, Kapitel Gimel of Tehillim. That you sing and praise Hashem for your son rebelling against you. Mizmor le David bevarchai mipneach shalom benoi. You should have said kino le David, if anything. Lamentation. He's praising and he's thanking and praising Hashem for suffering, for having to run away from the palace because of Avshalom. He says, more Rabu Tzoroi. Hashem, more Rabu Tzoroi. Rabbi Mekamim Olai, he's lamenting, but it's Mizmor, but he's thanking Hashem, because he knows it's all good. That's why David rules in Yerushalayim for 33 years. Also number 33. That message of Toiv, the Toiv HaGonuz, that the word Toiv, which is the 33rd word of Chumash, where the light is hidden, where everything is good, and if I don't see it, it means it's hidden, but it's there. David got the message. So David rules those 33 years, and according to one day in the Zohar, that 33 years he got from the 33 years that will take it away from Yaakov, because of the 33 words that he said, which seem to indicate that he's not recognized the deep, the good that's really in everything. So Teves is on the outset, on the surface, it's a difficult month. But in this month, number one, the Kapara comes to a conclusion. With the Kapara of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Chasima of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Sukkos, come to a conclusion. Sukkos, we sacrifice 70 bulls, Ayin Purim. The 70 bulls were sacrificed in decrease mode. That's why on Chanukah, according to Beis Shammai, we light the menorah 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Poches v'holech keneged porei hachag. What's that? The Ayin Purim, the 70 bulls. Because as we enter the month of Teves, created with the letter Ayin, Chanukah has the power to lower. Chanukah has the power to remove the effect of the 70 nations, which is why by the Nigan that we say in front of the menorah, we say, well, we mention all of the umays from Paroi down. And as we enter the month of Teves, we learn about Klal Yisrael entering Mitzrayim, and what does Hashem tell Paroi? Al tira meiradah Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. This has to be. You have to go into Mitzrayim. It's part of the way the plan is that you got to go down into Mitzrayim. The plan is you got to go down into Teves. The plan is that after tomorrow night, Chanukah, after the Shabbos, we'll say till after the Shabbos, it's Teves. And if we're still in Golos next week, there's a Ches Teves, and there's a Tes Teves, and there's an Asara B'Teves. It's a month of concealment. It's a month of darkness. Me'imosai koyrin as Shema be'arvis. First Mishnah in Shas, that Shema keeps us going, be'arvis. Kriya Shema, Emuna, keeps us going in times of concealment. Arvis, Erev, evening, darkness. That's Chanukah, that illuminates the darkness of Teves, that helps us get through the difficult moments of Teves till Tu B'Shvat, when again days of light begin. Starting with Tu B'Shvat, then comes days of Aliyah, and this year even more so, because we have an extra Adar. So we have Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Nisan, all the way from Tu B'Shvat straight until Shavuos. So now we could make out of all of this the combination of Hashem's name fits, the fact that it's Ayin, and Roiges. What's Roiges? Roiges is anger. We say in Tachanun, B'Roiges Rachem Tizkor. That when you're angry, Hashem, please remember and have mercy on us. B'Roiges Rachem Tizkor is also the gematria Lamed Vav Neiriz Shel Chanukah. The same gematria as all the B'Mei Matis Yol Ben Yochanan and Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechid and Agolos Yisroi 1099. Was that a form that's called 1099? I guess that's why it's called that. So, Beroiges, when there's roiges, when there's anger, rugza, when there's anger, remember Hashem, have rachmanis. Chanukah removes the roiges of Teves. That's what Yaakov says to Esav in Parashas Vayishlach when he meets him for the first time. He says, Ulay achaper of fun of, and Unkele says, Anchine le rugze. I hope to calm down the roiges of Esav, the anger of Esav, the roiges of the month of Teves. There is Roiges, there's anger in the month of Teves, but Rachem Tizkor, some say Beroiges Akeda Tizkor, Beroiges Tmimais Tizkor, depending on what Nusuf you have when you say Tachanun. That's the Ayin of Teves, that's the combination, and the Mazel is Gedi, Gedi is a goat. The Mazel of Kislev is Keshes. The Mazel of Teves is Gedi. The Mazel of Shvat is Dili, Dili is a pail. So you got Keshes, Gedi, Dili, says the Imre Noya, Matis Yohu, the word Matis Yohu is Begamatria, Keshes, Gedi, Dili. Those are the three mazolos, Kislev, Teves, Shvat. That means the Yontif of Chanukah starts in Kislev, permeates Teves, Shvat, goes straight through, and it helps calm down the Reges, and it helps bring down the effect of the Satan, as mentioned before, Chodesh Teves, Begamatria, Kras, Satan. And it helps us get through this difficult month of Teves. In fact, Ateres Yeshua writes, Makas Bechoyros was supposed to be in Teves. If you know how it works with the Makas, the Makas started in Nisan. So it comes out, Nisan, there were 10 Makas, so you're going to be missing. The last Maka was in Kislev was Choshech, but they didn't go out of Mitzrayim until Nisan. That means Teves was supposed to be Makas Bechoyros. Teves was supposed to be Yetzias Mitzrayim according to that order. But Hashem waited for Nisan, so Ateres Yeshua says, that indicates that in Teves is hidden Makas Bechoyris, and Teves has hidden the Geula, because really it should have been in Teves, but it was pushed off to Nisan, similar to Chanukah being in Kislev, because the Mishkan was completed in Kislev, so Hashem paid back Kislev later on. All of the difficult moments in history, I mean, all the fast days are really good days. They're really days of Geula, but right now we don't see it. Just like Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the day of the birth of Mashiach. Asara B'Teves is a day in which the beginning of the Geula will be. Just like then it was the beginning of the Peronius, the Aschalt of the Peronusa. Asara B'Teves will be the beginning of the Geula. We say, At Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk. Shetichle Regel is the Gematria Asara B'Teves. The Yomtiv of Chanukah has to permeate, has to illuminate the Asara B'Teves. And this year, the Asara B'Teves is already a Nimtak because it's Friday. On the one hand, it shows us the severity, how strict the fast is, that it's the only fast that falls on Friday. But the fact is, it's Erev Shabbos. Friday is Erev Shabbos. When it's Erev Shabbos, it's less. It's not as strict, or even opinions, you want to make Shabbos early, you might be a late, it's an early Shabbos as it is. It's really hard to make early when Shabbos starts at 4 o'clock. But the fact is, there's a hamtukah, there's a certain sweetness, there's a certain, it's a limited fast, the fact that we go straight into Shabbos from to Oineg right away. It's Erev Shabbos, so the fast is a little bit less than it is normally. So we should be zeichetaka that this month of Teves is Toiv, it should be revealed to everyone the good in this month. Not only that we should believe it and know that deep down it's good, but we should actually, Hareinu Hashem Chazdecha, the Degel Machne Ephraim writes, Hareinu Hashem Chazdecha, the Yeshach Titan Lana. Not just that we know that it's good. Show us your kindness. We should see it. Hareinu Ois L'Toiva. It's not just something that is there, but we have to like wait till we find and just believe it and just think about it. We should actually see it and then be able to really thank Hashem, because we do understand it and we do see it, and we should be zeichet that this fast should become a yomtiv and everyone should experience the Gemar Chasim and Toiva. Tomorrow, all of us should be inscribed in the Book of Life. And we should actually take the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach of Chanukah and extend it into Teves. It should not leave tomorrow. No one should light 9 candles tomorrow night, but it shouldn't leave. It should stay with us. The Ches Neir should remain with us the entire year. We should all be Zeichet at HaDlokas HaMenoira, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.